There it is.
Somebody just texted me and said they saw him on the east side yesterday.
Yeah, you'll see him here in about an hour.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he was in town for the autograph show. I saw that for the collectors.
He was at the Lake County Captains game yesterday, too.
The National. He was at the National.
Carlos Baerga.
With Baerga. That's right. Yeah, both of them at the same time.
So I was coming in studio. He's going to talk to us.
You want to say hi to him? He'll be here.
Your baseball team here in town has the best record in Major League Baseball. And yet national pundits are saying they screwed up at the trade deadline. I'm sorry. Has this organization not earned your trust by having the best record in baseball right now in a season where I don't think anybody had any expectations for this team to compete for a playoff spot, really?
And I heard your rant this
week. Let alone win the division.
I can't believe.
And here they sit, best record in baseball. Yeah, I trust them.
And I saw the Athletic said.
Athletic was okay.
Whoever wrote a blurb, I thought they said they came out as losers for the deadline.
Really? I saw they
ESPN
gave them a B.
ESPN said losers. Okay.
Oh, ESPN said losers.
Oh, yeah, Guardians gave them a B.
Okay, so.
I mean, Athletic gave the Guardians a B.
Obviously, you know, as fans, we always want our teams to go all out because we don't pay the repercussions, you know, down the road. You know, fans don't even remember what they said at each deadline other than, go get these guys. And I laugh because of the guys we were talking about getting, how many of those fans even knew who those players were 3 weeks ago? Like, I get if you're a diehard baseball fan, you're paying attention to all the teams, then, you know who's on your radar. But remind me again, where did Vladimir Guerrero Jr. get traded to?
He stayed in
nowhere.
Oh, that's right.
They thought he was going to Seattle.
How about Crochet? Where did he end up?
Stayed
same
with
place.
He didn't get an extension anywhere?
Same place Lewis Robert ended up.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about these guys. Flaherty gets traded. Now, we don't even know. They got the number.
Seemed low.
Yeah, we got the number. They got the number three prospect from the Dodgers, who's a catcher. What catcher did we have to give up in the farm system that,
not
you know, they might
not
have
been Ralph Velasquez.
We have a kid at A-ball that's pretty good.
Right. So you see what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know that they would have been interested. Like, yeah, Manzardo might have been a guy that they you know, put out there that they dangled. We have no idea if they were into him. They scout our players too, right, Detroit? So all that is to say, in addition to the fact that a report just came out this morning that Flaherty, there's some medical concerns with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, well, could that have been part of the reason? I don't know. I have no idea. Yes, I'd love to add superstars at the deadline, but this isn't the NFL. This isn't the NBA. That is not how this league works, especially this year where everybody was telling you what? Terrible deadline for starting pitching, top of the front of the rotation.
Everybody needs, and there aren't too many great guys there.
And so if you're asking me, like, am I thrilled today with the moves that were made? No, but I could almost have guaranteed I wasn't going to be thrilled with the moves. That doesn't mean I'm carrying water for the organization. It just means there is a certain set of realities with how teams like the Guardians are going to operate. If you thought they were going to take on a whole bunch of money, Blake Snell, remind me again, who ended up making that big swing to go get Blake Snell, who's had a nice month.
Nobody.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. And part of it's our fault because we're in the media and we hype this stuff up. It's all about FOMO, right?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. That's all it is because fans get stuck on somebody.
Look at you, Andy,
being
sharp there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do you have FOMO for missing out on Tommy Pham?
No, the last time I had FOMO and I was mad was Jonathan Lecrae.
You remember that?
I was mad about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, this guy vetoed a trade here.
He didn't want to come here.
Yeah, and then, by the way, he didn't play real well afterwards, but no one ever talks about that. So, and then the other thing was like when the Indians traded CeCe, that was another time I was like, oh man, what are they? Well, CeCe wasn't staying. Like, I love how people rewrite history. CeCe was not staying. CeCe was not staying. Let me say it again. He was gone. And so they ended up getting some, and we got Michael Brantley out of the deal, which turned out to be a pretty good deal. But I just, it's all about, we want to sit here, we want to be involved and engaged with the talking heads that are out there, not necessarily us, but just the folks that are on TV saying, oh, man, they did this, they did that. Now we're going to read these grades. You want to do something significant? Hold on to these grades and talk to me in a year. Well, and then let's see what the grade is.
Well, let me throw this one at you. I don't know if Alex Cobb is going to come here and be good. He hasn't pitched all year.
He's a total flyer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not depending on him.
Exactly. But that's the kind of sharp move that this organization has made in the past that pays off. And if it doesn't pay off, okay, well, you do have other options. We're going to get into some of those. But you picked up a guy who wasn't really on anybody's radar. Maybe he comes in and helps. If he doesn't, even if he doesn't come in and help, and this rotation has been the way it's been all year, And you've got like two starters, and your fingers are crossed that Gavin Williams is able to keep going.
Who pitched great yesterday.
He did a great job. All that said, they have the best record in baseball and a 6.5 game lead. Have they not earned your trust?
So when are some people in the city going to start acting like that?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
How do you not trust these guys?
Yeah, I can't remember a team that was, they're just holding it out on ownership, which we've done those shows. I said,
guess what?
We've done hundreds of those shows.
What was your point this morning?
Team is in first place
with
the best record in baseball.
Was about fans that wouldn't let go, and I'll let you say it because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said all those, the trigger words that if somebody wants to be upset with this franchise, they're going to be upset because of...
Yeah, because you're upset about the lack of resources. You're upset that we can't spend the money or we don't spend the money. And you're upset that the things the Dolans have said over the years that have really come back to haunt them. I'm not here defending them. Like, those have all been mistakes. We've just done those shows. Like, I'm just not going to do the same show every day. I'm not going to have the same reaction. I'm going to choose, and this is up to you as a fan, and fortunately, I think there are more fans like me because I've seen the growing attendance. I've seen the TV ratings. Like, I'm going to choose to have fun with the way the season is going as opposed to however some of you are monitoring this team, dooming on where this team is. Like, I had no expectations for this team. There's nothing better in sports than when you have low expectations and a team exceeds it. And that is exactly what these guys are doing in Vogt's first year. They are exceeding expectations. Does that change expectations?
I'm going to disagree with you on that. When the Cavaliers had Kyrie LeBron and Kevin Love, the expectations were not low. They were all the way
there.
And then they fulfilled the expectation. So I do think that your rule probably holds true 90% of the time. I think if we grew up loving the Yankees and we saw them throw how much money and how about those you remember what our rosters looked like when the team moved into the ballpark. You'd walk into Jacobs Field and pinch yourself and say, I can't believe 1 through 9
that
Jim Thome's batting 8th. I mean, it was surreal to think about that. That was nowhere near the reality of the game.
And that's never going to happen again.
No.
I mean, so you understand. And by the way, the LeBron years in Cleveland, I mean, it's never going to happen again like that. Doesn't mean we can't have good teams or get to the finals again. We're just never going to have that. Okay, so just understanding that this team is a fun team. They have played their worst baseball over the last month and a half, their worst baseball of the season.
And
they're 6.5 games up, and they have the best record in baseball.
They're going to need it because this upcoming stretch of games is going to be tough. Yeah.
But the teams that we are vying, against at the top of the American League.
Vying's a good word.
They all have issues. They all have issues. And, Baltimore's starting rotation, they have an ace, which we don't have.
Corbin Burns.
Do not have an ace. But look at the other guys in that rotation. They've got problem areas. All these teams have problems. The Yankees, you want to talk about problems? Go listen to Sports Talk Radio. Go listen to our sister station in New York. All they do is talk about the problems. So, yeah, we can talk about our problems, too. That's a miserable way to spend the summer,
Anthony,
on a team that has the best record in baseball and is totally overperforming than what we thought they would do.
We're all waiting for this thing to fall apart. Except guess what? We're over 100 games into the season. It hasn't fallen apart. They picked up an outfielder who is better than the guys they've been playing out there. He'll help. And you picked up a guy in a starting pitcher who's had success in the league. We'll see if he's able to go. We'll see if Matt Boyd's able to go. I mean, there are options for the rotation. You might not like them, but there are options. And even if it needs all this help and everything else, which I think it does, by the way, they've still put together the best record in Major League Baseball here at the last day of July.
I get it. We had a 66-year-old gentleman call in and say, guys, I don't know how many more years I have left. So I understand those guys. It's a little more life or death for the team. Like, you don't know how many times will the Guardians have the best record in baseball this far into a season the rest of that guy's life.
But does it matter?
I get that.
Look what Arizona did last year. You don't have to have the best record.
Yeah, the way the playoffs work.
That's the other problem with it.
I just mean this is pretty wide open, and nothing that's happened at the deadline makes me think otherwise. I am not sitting here today after the deadline, nor should any fan, thinking, my God, we have no chance. Like, not even close. I feel the same way today that I did yesterday about our chances in the American League.
I actually feel better. I feel a little bit
better. You feel better?
A little bit better. Yeah, why not? I feel like we have a solid outfielder. Like, they brought in another solid outfielder. And, if the pitcher you brought in who's on rehab right now can do something, you'll be all right. I mean,
well,
this is who we are. We're the rehab station of America. If we'll find a guy that was in Korea and turn him around, and we're going to make it work. And so they've been pretty successful. And you should look at Carl Willis, right?
Why are we getting side-eyed out of Menigan here? I'm feeling side-eyed.
We get that all the time.
Because he's got a dark cloud.
I was expecting this to somehow come back to the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals and all the great hospitals
Metro?
In this area and turn into a giant promo for the city of Cleveland.
Whatever it takes.
That
man.
Was the side-eye.
What's wrong with that? Why, once in a while?
You need to move, man. You know what? You're suspended for the next 2 days.
Wow.
I don't like the way you're acting. You're
I think
out
I just
of here.
Got shut down.
Next 2 days.
So, good luck stopping me.
You only have a minute left. Do you want to play 2 second trivia?
I am glad that that Phelps is whistling here. We should be feeling good, and it's the biggest series of the weekend. I know we just of the year. We just said that with the Phillies. What did they do? Took two out of three. Did they play great in that series? No. Still took two out of three. Bullpen, unbelievable, and that is. That is the weapon that I think might be better than any team in the American League's weapon. Can you tell me which team, like we do this in football, where who's got a better running game? Whose defense is better? Okay, going into the postseason in the American League, who has something as dominant as our bullpen? Whether it's their lineup, whether it's their... And the
rotation.
Yankees have had droughts. The Yankees have had droughts with their lineup. They've had slumps.
Without question.
The one thing that has not slumped all year, Guardians bullpen. Has it?
Oh, way to jinx it, Anthony.
You're done.
Knock on wood.
By the way, we're doing tiers of show hosts. You're a tier one, just so you know that.
Make sure that's okay, because some people do not like differentiating tiers and rankings.
You are
as
tier,
we found
you,
out last hour with Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, you are tier
nice,
one.
Nice
just
job.
So you know, you're tier
coming
one.
In. By the way, Siciliano
how many children
is on our show all the time? What the hell are you doing?
We borrowed him for a day.
That's
borrowed
him. How many children does Owen have?
You stole him.
Six.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You want more 2 second trivia?
We're out of time.
Oh, okay,
we are out
that
of time.
That was 2 seconds. Good job.
Glad Lima watches the clock on our show. That makes somebody.
That would make Dan, me, and Lima.
Tell me, do you trust this front office?
Mm-hmm.
They made a couple of moves. You're not overwhelmed by them. Are you overwhelmed by having the best record in baseball on July 31st? I'm telling you, you should be. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddies Andy Baskin, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us in the Greenbrier coming up at 11 o'clock. Chris Rose, who, by the way, will be doing the Browns preseason games on TV, on the Browns preseason television network.
Nice.
Will join us at 1 o'clock.
All across the state.
Trade deadline came and went. Folks, I dare anybody to get mad about this. And the only reason I say it is this. Have you not enjoyed what's happened so far? It goes back to, did you like the parade? Yeah, you like the parade. Do you like having the best...
Wait, what parade for this team?
Quiet. The best record in baseball...
Sorry, don't want to interlude
the
facts.
The best record in Major League Baseball on July 31st. Who thought that? Not me.
No.
I mean, I look at this team now. I still wonder how they're doing it. But guess what? They are. And you can complain about ownership. You can complain they didn't make any big moves. You can complain about the rotation. You can complain that they don't have enough good hitters. Great. They have the best record in baseball, and it's July 31st. Tom sent me this email. I'm just like you and even Lima. If Boyd and Cobb can give us anything more than cookie and pitch by committee, we'll be good. Add in Hench is coming back, Williams regaining last year's form, maybe even Logan Allen's return, and we're a better team today than yesterday. Tom, there are a lot of things in there where you have to have your fingers crossed.
Have we given up on McKenzie for this year?
Yes.
Dan, have you given up on McKenzie for the year?
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of things in Tom's little note that you have to have your fingers crossed for. Guess what? Nothing bigger than what you've had your fingers crossed for all season long?
Yeah, I kind of just mentally, I feel like they're a little bit better. You heard the sounds from the clubhouse about guys feeling like they added and they didn't really disrupt. Would we drop one guy off the Major League roster?
Yeah, who had barely played for the Major League team this year.
Yeah, so
And by the way, a lot of the pundits saying they overpaid for Lane Thomas, which might be the case.
We don't know today if they overpaid or not.
Exactly.
You just don't know. I thought the Athletic was fair. They gave them a B. Said the Guardians finally got the corner outfielder they've always wanted or they wanted. Lane Thomas crushes left-handed pitching, can steal bases to help manufacture runs. That, to me, sounds right. Average in the outfield and is better coming in on balls than he is going back on him. However, the Guardians grossly overpaid in prospect capital to acquire their prospects for a reason. They overpaid. They grossly overpaid. I don't know if they grossly overpaid. Andy, who knows? You get these guys, you know, maybe they, I don't know. How many guys do you get traded in these major league deals and never see the bigs?
Let's
worry about it later. If you want to rip them for giving up Alex Clemmie somewhere down the road, you can't do it today. He's not in the bigs right now. He's not helping any big league team right now. If he comes back and becomes a Cy Young Award winner, you turn around and go, oh, I can't believe the Guardians gave up on that guy. Whoa, that front office is horrible. Okay, well, project into the future. Because right now, prospects are prospects for a reason. I'm tired of it. I've just hit my wit's end. Maybe I'm just an old man, but I'm tired of waiting on prospects.
Well, I understand that there have been deals in the past where prospects end up becoming terrific, but that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to improve your major league team. Ask the Tigers if they wish they had not given up John Smoltz to get Doyle Alexander.
Exactly.
But they did, and John Smoltz became a Hall of Famer. Doyle Alexander helped them in their playoff push. That's one of the most infamous giving up a prospect guy's trades of all time.
How about the Mariners? Remember, the guy who's going to be sitting in the studio in an hour. Oh, that was a great move by the Mariners to give us Omar.
Reggie Jefferson and Felix Vermeen.
So, I mean, are people calling Seattle radio going, oh, why would they do that?
Here's where the team is, I think, right now. And before we get into the rotation here, Dave's in Bay Village. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. You know, sometimes to hear people whine and complain, no offense to you guys, but it does make it hard for people that sometimes to listen to sports talk radio, because some of these folks just don't make a whole lot of sense. But I just, I mean, to me, if you can't enjoy this season, you're not a baseball fan. I mean, I hate to oversimplify it, but that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Dave, that's right on the money.
If you can't enjoy what's going on, you know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and every year when the season started, we knew we had no chance.
It was over.
It was over.
We banked our hopes on the fact that Sports Illustrated said, oh, the Indians haven't won the American League East. Everyone else has. Must be their turn.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, of course, you know, we would have all would have liked to have, you know, had them find a front of the rotation guy, but they weren't out there, and if they were out there, we didn't feel that we could give up what would have been required to get it. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's a balancing act that these guys have to do. I mean, they know they have to give up quality to get quality, but, you know, by the same token, you still have to maintain what you have down below, too. So I don't know. It just blows my mind that there are people that are going to try to find fault with this. And, you know, as you guys, you know, so accurately pointed out, there isn't one team that's currently in the thick of it that doesn't have flaws. All these teams are flawed. So
it's just a matter of who's able to overcome those. Dave?
Right, exactly. And, you know, getting hot at the right time and how you're playing when, you know, when October rolls around, if you're fortunate enough to get in. So I don't know. I mean, to me, if you can't enjoy this, you really don't like baseball. I guess that's all. That's my 2 cents for the morning.
Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Here's where I think this team is now. Is this ideal? No, I don't think this is ideal, Andy. But I do think you have options here, okay? Take a look at your rotation. Gavin Williams was terrific, right, last time out yesterday. He did a nice job. I would say right now you're set at three spots in the rotation. Certainly Tanner Bibee. Ben Lively's bubble hasn't burst yet. Good for him.
No.
He's been outstanding. And Gavin Williams appears to be making pretty steady progress. I think you've got three starters. Then you've got a long list of guys who could possibly be your fourth and fifth guys. You just picked up Alex Cobb. Alex is a longtime major league pitcher who's had some success in the league. Hasn't pitched this year, as we know. He could be ready in a week or so. You've got Matt Boyd coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's been competent in the past. He's looked good so far in minor league rehab starts. He's a possibility. Okay, so there are two guys with major league experience, both in their 30s, both experienced, who, and I know the answer isn't, yes, we've got studs. It's, okay, these guys are maybes. Cobb and Boyd are maybes. Cobb hasn't pitched yet. We don't know if he's going to pitch. We think he is, but we don't know that yet. But then you have Carlos Carrasco. Has he been good? No.
Mm-mm.
Could he go out and win a game for you? Yeah, maybe he could. Xavion Curry, they haven't gone to him exclusively in any way, shape, or form, but can he go out and maybe. Logan Allen, is he going to find it? Maybe. Tristan McKenzie, I don't think so. Joey Cantillo's had one start.
Yeah.
And other than Kyle Schwarber, he did okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have...
I mean, you put him up against the best team in baseball.
You have a viable seven guys, Andy, who could start for you in those final two spots.
And when
I
it's
would
all
think
said,
you find
but
two,
when it's
don't
all
you?
Said and done, you just need three, two and a half, right? When it's all said and done, you just need three starters.
Maybe four. Here's the thing. You've got to get there. But we've been around this team too long, all of us here in Northeast Ohio, to know. We can't sit here and assume playoffs. You have to get there. So though you get to the playoffs and you may only need three starters,
can we assume this team's playoffs?
You can't. I'll tell you when. The last week of the season, when you have five games left and you have a six-game lead. That's when you can. Sorry.
Man, I know the schedule's tough, but they're 20 over. They've got the best record in baseball.
Andy, don't do it. When they're six games up with five to play, you can't assume this.
Let's see what happens with Baltimore. Let's see what happens with Arizona. Let's see what happens with Minnesota.
Well, that's,
man, the stretch is bad.
That's why you went out and you have options here for other guys to start games. Boyd, Cobb, apparently they like rehabbing old starting pitchers who have four-letter first and last names.
Yes.
Alex Cobb, Matt Boyd.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Maybe one of those guys steps up.
It's like reading my
horoscope. If you get both of them, wow, okay. And then, you know, you got to figure out what to do with Carrasco, with Curry. Is he going back to AAA?
Logan Allen
and McKenzie aren't going to get a look unless one of them lights it up, and Cobb and Boyd, when they're ready, don't do well.
At this point, Carrasco to me is back to the bullpen. If there's a game that looks like it's going to be 7-0 early on in the game,
here
he comes out to eat innings. That's it.
Here he comes. Michael's in Cleveland. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
So I'm calling because I'm not disappointed with what they did. They got a pitcher when everyone said they needed a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he hasn't pitched, but I'm saying if he can come on long relief, maybe another person in the bullpen to give everybody a break.
He'll be a starter. He'll be a starter, Mike.
Yeah, I would actually have him in the front line and move Carlos back.
Would you move Cookie down to a long relief?
Yes.
Okay, so then you added an arm. Everybody said we need a bat, preferably, you know, first base, outfield. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the moves I'm not disappointed. What I'm disappointed is that I don't have, like a regular cable system that I stream. I can't watch any of the games. One of the best seasons since when I was little. You know, I'm 50 now, so when I was in high school and in my early 20s, and I can't even watch it because I can't stream anything. That's what's disappointing for me. So it's very hard for me to get to know these guys when I can't see them on a nightly basis. I'm streaming everything to look at highlights and going on different websites to look and see how they did and listening to it on the radio. That's what's killing me the most.
Mm.
It's just that they didn't fix that problem.
Michael, yeah, I wish we could help you on that, but we can't.
I don't know.
I think it stinks.
Can he sling the signal from your house to his?
Hey.
Remember those?
I don't think I can.
I think
Jack
can.
Is in Solon.
Just put a sling.
Jack?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
And
good morning,
you.
Counselor.
Jack,
how
you got
you?
About a minute, bud. Yes. We're up against it. Wanted to get you in, though, before we talk to Mary Kay.
So, my favorite sport is baseball. I'm very excited about the Guardians this year. But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dissing the two moves that they made, but does it scream that we're all in? That's my problem with the moves. To you, I'm asking you, both of you. So these two moves, does it scream that we're all in to win it all this year?
Jack, it does not. But let me add to that. Nothing they've done all year, nothing they've put on the field to me has screamed all in, and yet they're sitting here with the best record in baseball.
Go back to the offseason. Like, really, other than changing managers, what did they really do?
Jack, it's weird to me because
they're
playing winning baseball with a team that I don't think is this good, and yet they're getting it done.
I applaud Stephen Vogt because what he's done different than Terry Francona is he's let the young guys play, because Francona always depended on the veterans, even if they stunk. And that's the difference. We're playing the young kids that are excited to play. You don't know what's going to happen on a given day. They're playing great. I think they're still playing over their heads. Kwan's come back to earth somewhat. Ramirez and Josh Naylor. Well, Ramirez is great. Josh Naylor looks tired, but I think they're still overachieving. But the only disappointment I have is they didn't go all in, and that's what's disappointing to me.
Jack,
I hope we can win it all this way, but I don't know.
Fingers crossed, Jack. Thank you for the phone call. We're going
to seem to have been winning this way all. Now let's see where they look. Let's see what they look like on August 15th.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Arizona, Minnesota, Cubs.
More Guardians coming up at noon. Omar Vizquel, best shortstop I've ever seen defensively, coming up. He's going to be in studio with us. Omar, right here in studio. Mary Kay Cabot's at the Greenbrier covering the Browns. She's next on Baskin and Phelps.